Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone out there that ever had a lost luggage situation, 314-531-9898. How long did you lose your luggage for? Anyone lose anything extremely important? I started thinking about this because AB did her like cool girls trip. How they planned their girls trip is like they picked out of a bucket, I guess, or like a bowl, and they did presentations. And I was like, man, traveling is so much fun. And my wife and I used to travel all the time. I remember the time I lost a car seat. It was the worst.
On the plane?
It was, yeah, we lost a car seat. We landed and was coming home and they couldn't find our car seat. I waited forever with the kids and everything. And so then they're like, yeah, we can't find your car seat, which those are super expensive. And
yeah.
I'm like, how do I get my kid home?
Yeah.
He was like less than two. I was like, well, I was supposed to just sit him shotgun, throw him on the roof. And I guess you can get like they give you a rental car seat or like a car seat to take home if they lose your car seat. And it's this janky old thing they got. And I had to put him in that. But that's like one of the worst times I've ever lost.
And then had to return the car seat, right?
And then yes. And then they come and give you your car seat and then you have to drop off their car seat later.
Yeah, see, I've had luggage get delayed.
Oh, like a couple hours?
Where you have to go to the special room. Yeah, a couple hours or things like that, or even a couple of days. But it's never been officially lost.
Ooh. Other time I lost luggage for a whole day was when I was flying to like Denver for snowboarding and skiing and stuff like that. They didn't have it. And it was just freezing and cold. Didn't have all my winter gear. So you're just kind of like chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a voucher or something? Do they give you something that says, hey, you know, we'll take care of some of that? Or
no, they're not really nice. Yeah.
They're not really giving in the airline business.
Anyone,
you know?
Anyone have like a luggage horror story?
Luckily, this has never happened to me. But my sister last year, she is a Diet Coke fiend. Like, you know those people that love Diet Coke? They're really into it.
I got
it.
Those people in my life. Yeah.
She's one of those people. And she was going to Mexico, and at this resort, they didn't carry Diet Coke. So she packed a suitcase of just Diet Coke.
Shut up.
Being prepared.
Crazy.
And she saw them not put it in the plane. And so she was sitting on the plane, and she saw the suitcase just sitting there.
And then the plane takes off, you're watching it?
Yeah, so she didn't have her Diet Coke that she prepared because they didn't put it in.
Ruined the whole trip.
Wow.
That's too bad.
Anyone out there listening that just has
I can relate. I've been places where you just, sometimes the cure also, when you're going on a trip, like the cure for a hangover, people don't know this, a nice Diet Coke bounces you back right.
If you have a horror story where you're like, man, I lost my luggage, wait till you hear this story. 314-531-9898. When is the time that you lost your luggage? 314-531-9898. Started to think about just like those travel experiences because AB has picked a girls trip by picking out of a bowl. We're like, just put a bunch of good places, bad places in a bowl. They picked it out, and then that's how they decided they're going to take a girls trip to Disney World.
Yep.
Most girls trip place on earth.
Yeah.
When is the time that you lost your luggage? 314-531-9898. Mallory, what happened with you when you lost your luggage?
I was 18. It was my first time ever on an airplane in my life, and I flew over to Scotland by myself. Yeah. We were with a group of a couple other college kids, but we get over there, and there's no luggage. It's somewhere in the States. And no one told me whenever I went to pack that you're supposed to pack like an emergency outfit on your carry-on. So for about 3 days, it was wash your clothes in the sink and dry them with a hairdryer.
And dry with a hairdryer. It's like this, like throwing salt in the wounds.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh,
yeah. I'll never forget it, and it changed the way I pack now. So.
And I love how it's like your first trip. You're like, so this is how flying works, huh? Okay, great. Thanks so much for that.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call, Mallory. Let's go to Dina. Dina, also had an experience of worst place ever to not have your luggage, huh? This was your aunt, though?
Hi, this is Dina. My aunt, we were all doing a family cruise down in Florida, and she had to fly from Maine. Keep in mind, she's 80 years old and in a wheelchair, and they completely lose her luggage.
No.
So here she goes on the cruise with the only reason she had a pair of clean underwear was because she had it in her carry-on. But any extra money she had was in the bag, in the suitcase, because they tell you pack part in your suitcase and part in your carry-on. And she didn't have anything. The only reason she did even have anything was because my mom and her were about a size difference, and so
she had
to kind of squeeze into my mom's clothes.
Cruise is the worst, because you're like usually in a different, even like the Scotland situation, eventually they can get it to you. Cruise is like, sometimes those cruises are like 10 days. Like, see you in 10 days, your bag will be waiting in this little
room. Her luggage was available for her in Florida 2 weeks later.
Damn.
We were already back from the cruise, already home. And they said you can pick it up.
And you know, like, you become, thank you so much for the call. You become self-conscious at a certain point, too, that everyone's seeing you in the same outfit every day, even though there's tons of people in the cruise. So you just, like, literally start that conversation every single time. Every time you see someone, I'm wearing the same outfit you saw me in yesterday because I lost my luggage. Mm-hmm. I'm not this weird person who doesn't change.
Yeah.
Like, Doug Funny, who has the same shirt every single time. Terry, your luggage wasn't lost by an airline. Tell everyone who stole your luggage.
It was 1976 down in Springfield, Missouri. Our softball team went for a tournament, and we checked in, had a 9 o'clock game, came back, went up to our room, and all of our stuff is gone. All of it.
What?
I thought the guys were, it's all gone. So I went down to the desk. I said, okay, somebody is in my room that took all our stuff. I'm 206. And I showed the guy the key. He goes, you can't be in 206. That was Leonard Skinner's group.
What?
The roadies took all of our stuff, put it with theirs in the plane. I got it back 3 weeks later. They put little travel tags on it as a joke, I guess. But yeah, I didn't lose it. It was stolen.
Did they
send Leonard Skinner?
Well, that's an awesome story.
Did they send some band merch or something? I mean, anything?
They didn't give me anything. I MTV was still showing music then. I kept thinking I was going to see those guys with my
black. That's funny.
They're all wearing.
All of a sudden, Leonard Skinner's like, "Hey, that's my shirt, man." Yeah. Leonard Skinner's wearing it. What a crazy story!
If someone were to steal it, I mean, it's cool that it's him.
Yeah. Terry, thank you so much for the call. And look at Leonard Skinner wanted your gear, man. You were trying to set a fashion statement back then.
All right, bye-bye.
Appreciate it, man. We're still rolling commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.